At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified technicians nationally. So don't wait any longer. Give us a call and book your next appointment today.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
Now listen to this. 2.5 years of quality life could be added to every Irish citizen every 5 years if digital health is embraced in this country. Now that's according to the Director of Digital Transformation and Open Innovation at the HSE, who has called into question the political will to deliver a digital health agency, even though it has been government policy since 2013. Speaking to News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly, Professor Martin Curley, who's also a Professor of Innovation at Maynooth University, and he says the ongoing delays are costing lives and contributing to the stress that the health system is actually under. Now, Jess Kelly joins me now. Jess, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, what are we talking about when we use the term digital health?
Well, as you mentioned there, there's a department within the HSE called Digital Transformation and Open Innovation. And they look at new technologies that can be implemented to provide both efficiencies for the health service, but also better patient outcomes. It has three main objectives under a new strategy called Stay Left, Shift Left. Firstly, it's a move from, I suppose, the focus of healthcare from an illness system to a wellness system, essentially keeping people healthy for longer. Next, it's going from doctor knows best to patient knows best. And finally, they're working on a shift from hospital care to home care in many instances. And all of this, of course, is without any compromise in terms of patient well-being. Professor Martin Curley told me that this approach is the future of medicine.
Already in the US, McKinsey are saying by 2025, 40% of admissions to healthcare facilities such as hospitals will actually occur in the home. And we actually have technology that we're trialing today that actually gives better vital signs in your home than you actually have in any of our acute hospitals. So technology is going to enable these big shifts. We're going to have what we call the quantified self. So we can detect very early, for example, the onset of hypertension or pre-diabetic conditions and immediately intervene. We have about 90,000 patients with heart failure conditions. About 10,000 are added every year. If we're able to remote monitor these patients and keep them out of the hospital, then it frees up the hospitals for the patients that are really sick and keep these patients, you know, much safer. And they've got much better well-being because they feel they've been monitored all the time. We could potentially, you know, transform our lagging healthcare system. We very much are a laggard in Europe and globally into a leader. We're agitating for the setup of what we call a digital health agency. This has actually been government policy since 2013, since Minister Riley announced it. But we are all beginning to doubt the political will. We're trying to mobilize the political support. There's just a handful of, you know, Eamon Ryan, to his credit, Minister Robert Troy. These are very supportive, but we found it very difficult to engage or to get sort of, you know, response from the people that are actually chartered to lead this politically. So something is going to shift because this is so obvious. It's such a no-brainer. But every month or every quarter that we delay the adoption of these technologies, more people die.
So more people die. That's Professor Martin Curley of the HSE saying a political decision could transform our entire health system and save lives. So what he was talking about there was, you know, having monitors at home, listening to the patient,
yeah,
and all of that, keeping people out of A&E, queuing up for something that should be routine and which could be self-diagnosed effectively using digital technology.
Yeah, and it's not overly costly. It's not overly complex. A lot of it is the devices that we often talk about, Pat. You know, I've covered with you recently, the Apple Watch now is essentially a health device. It can monitor, it can track, it can identify certain health conditions. So what this department is doing is looking at all the data that's out there in the world and seeing how we can use it to keep people well for longer, get ahead of a diagnosis and take action earlier to keep people alive for longer.
So what steps are needed?
Well, as with most things in life, it comes down to money. The Digital Transformation Department currently has a budget that is 0.024% of the entire budget of the HSE.
Oh my goodness. It's what, 1/20th of 1%? It's tiny.
It's 5 million out of 21 billion. Martin Curley says they don't need mountains of money to make it happen. In fact, they have a roadmap outlining the requirements.
I think the establishment of a digital health agency is going to be crucially important, and actually ramping up these solutions. We need a fraction of what we're currently spending. We're currently spending $21 billion on a healthcare system that is probably the worst in the Northern Hemisphere, or very close. A small fraction of that applied to digital solutions would completely transform the system. We actually think, Jess, we could add about 2.5 years of quality life to every citizen in Ireland every 5 years through better data. Clinical care made a huge impact, and there was great growth in longevity. But in the future, it's going to be data and digital. We deal a lot in 10%. You know, everything is 10x, and a lot of the data, like the minimum of returns we're seeing, are 10x, you know, on heart failure and so on. We would immediately spend $35 million on 25 10x programs that would transform initially, you know, heart failure, respiratory, diabetes, stroke. The second year, we would, you know, increase that by a factor of 10x to $350 million, and that would, you know, help us scale. And then you might get a steady state, you know, in year three, which would be, you know, 3 point something billion. But what you would have created actually is a completely new digital health and wellness system that's all about keeping people well and improving their health. 35 million or 350 million is a tiny fraction. It's a rounding error of the 21 billion that we're currently spending. And we're spending this, and actually performance isn't getting better. It's actually getting worse. So there isn't a day to lose. We just need to do this.
Okay. Do you think, Jess, that people simply don't understand? You know, you're talking to politicians, they glaze over when you talk about these things. I mean, they're very simple things that I would be familiar with. For example, someone who's got diabetes, they use an Abbott opening up a new plant to make these things, which allows people to control their blood sugars much more closely and stay out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Completely.
I do find, and this is something that I come across quite a lot, people don't understand what we mean when we're talking about these solutions. Something as simple, there's a company based in the west of Ireland called Blue Drop Medical. They make a scales that people with diabetes stand on every day, and the scales will identify if there's a foot ulcer. That can then identify and let the doctor know if an amputation needs to be done, if actions need to be taken, and that can be done at the home. So rather than somebody with that condition going in and out of hospital for checks multiple times a year, it can be done at home.
And we're not simple talking solutions about the private system. I mean, the consultants may not like this digital diagnosis because, you know, €120, please, or €200, whatever it is. But the HSE should love it.
I know that in a few months' time, you on this programme are going to be talking about pressures on the hospital system, trolley numbers, all of that sort of stuff. And as you heard Martin say there, for the amount that, you know, it comes up to essentially a rounding error, we could completely transform our healthcare system.
Yeah, I mean, he says 35 million will save 10 times that, 350 million will save 10 times that, 3.5 billion will ultimately save 10 times what they spend.
That's an incredible, you know, right. The numbers are
all incredible. All of that to be heard in full on Tech Talk, which you can find on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud now, or you can tune in tomorrow to hear it live on air at 5. Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.